With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Declaring a national economic emergency, President Trump has rolled out a minimum 10% tariff on all imported goods. Even higher duties to apply to dozens of countries that soak the U.S. by slapping huge levies on American products they import. Yesterday's Rose Garden ceremony announcing the tariffs, the president said it's a day for the history books.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Going to make it wealthy, good and wealthy.
In addition to across-the-board tariffs, Mr. Trump also announcing a 25% tax on auto imports.
The tariffs went into effect at midnight on all cars and trucks being shipped to the United States. In his Rose Garden speech, the president complained that while the U.S. imports many foreign vehicles, Japan, South Korea, and other nations have put up barriers.
None of our companies are allowed to go into other countries.
Auto dealers say the 25% tariffs will likely result in sharply higher sticker prices. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, wicked weather from the south to the Midwest overnight, and more could be in the offing.
That region is going to be experiencing several days in a row of very heavy rainfall, reaching perhaps historic amounts across portions of the lower Ohio Valley, Arkansas, southern Missouri, as numerous showers and storms develop each day for the next few days.
Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service. The overnight storms left hundreds of thousands without power. The storms blamed for at least three deaths. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 1,219 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the earthquake-stricken nation where thousands have died in the wake of a 7.7 tremor that rolled through last week. Samaritan's Purse volunteers from Cambodia and Vietnam have already moved into the disaster area. Myanmar is a poor nation, and the quake has destroyed vast swaths of its infrastructure. There's also a civil war going on there, which only makes things more difficult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood chapters and other organizations that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. The Department of Health and Human Services declining to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, although it has been reported that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are the issue. This is SRN News. As thousands of pro-life Virginians rallied Wednesday at the state capitol during their March for Life, one tough question emerged. How can they defeat a steamrolling state constitutional amendment that permits abortions through birth?
Virginia is one of the few states with crucial elections this fall. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb said multiplying their votes is critical.
In November's elections, where we'll pick a new governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and House of Delegates, our chance to stop the truly radical, unsafe, unlimited abortion amendment is to install a pro-life majority in the Virginia House of Delegates this year.
She said asking for permanent absentee ballots would remind them to vote. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Texas has hit 422 cases of measles in the outbreak that started 2 months ago. More details at SRNNews.com.